It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapped up their summit by signing a one-page joint statement early Tuesday morning, affirming their, quote, unwavering commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The document doesn't detail the steps North Korea will take to denuclearize or how the U.S. might verify that process. The president described it as the first step in a longer negotiation process. But it does mark a turning point between the U.S. and North Korea, which appeared to be on the brink of war only a few months ago when Trump and Kim were hurling apocalyptic warnings at each other. The document outlines 4 points the two leaders agreed upon: establish new U.S.-DPRK relations, build a stable peace regime, a commitment from North Korea to work toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the repatriation of American POW/MIA remains. The agreement doesn't appear to contain any firm promises from Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapon program, but rather opens the door to ongoing discussions. An analyst told HuffPost the agreement doesn't contain much more than North Korea has promised in decades past. Shortly after the signing ceremony, Trump sat for his first non-Fox interview in over a year with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Well, it's been a very intense day. And as you know, we discussed things over the last few months.
You did. You've spoken with him before.
I have spoken. Yes, I have spoken to him. I've spoken to a lot of his people. His, as you know, his, I would say, very top person was at the White House last week. And so we've developed a pretty good relationship in terms of getting something done. It got done. I think it's a terrific document. It's a starter, but it's a terrific document. I think far more. And there are things that we negotiated after that document that are also very important. Going to get rid of certain ballistic missile sites and various other things. We're going to put that out later. But we have the framework of getting ready to denuclearize North Korea.
Yeah, and the phrase in the document is complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Does that mean that the nuclear umbrella that we have over South Korea is on the table for negotiation?
No, that means that they're going to get rid of their nuclear weapons. We never even discussed the other. They're going to get rid of their nuclear weapons, George. And I think they want to do it relatively quickly. Now, we're going to see. I mean, they're going to start working on it immediately. We're going to work with South Korea. We're going to work with Japan. We're going to work with China.
Before embarking on the long trip home, Trump held a 65-minute press conference during which he mentioned he hadn't slept in 25 hours.
There is no limit to what North Korea can achieve when it gives up its nuclear weapons and embraces commerce and engagement with the rest of the world that really wants to engage. Chairman Kim has before him an opportunity like no other to be remembered as the leader who ushered in a glorious new era of security and prosperity for his people. Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that. This isn't the past. This isn't another administration that never got it started and therefore never got it done. Chairman Kim has told me that North Korea is already destroying a major missile engine testing site. That's not in your signed document. We agreed to that after the agreement was signed. That's a big thing. For the missiles that they were testing, the site is going to be destroyed very soon. Today is the beginning of an arduous process. Our eyes are wide open, but peace is always worth the effort.
The questions began with Hallie Jackson of NBC.
First, the man you met today, Kim Jong-un, as you know, has killed family members, has starved his own people, is responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier. Why are you so comfortable calling him very talented?
Well, he is very talented. Anybody that takes over a situation like he did at 26 years of age and is able to run it and run it tough, I don't say he was nice, or I don't say anything about it. He ran it. Very few people at that age, you can take one out of 10,000 probably couldn't do it. Otto Warmbier is a very special person, and he will be for a long time in my life. His parents are good friends of mine. I think without Otto, this would not have happened. Something happened from that day. It was a terrible thing. It was brutal. But a lot of people started to focus on what was going on, including North Korea. I really think that Otto is someone who did not die in vain.
As you might expect, Trump said he talked up North Korea's real estate and beachside hotel opportunities with Kim. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.